All right, folks, I'm here with Deepa from the Sync Framework
team.
Group.
Yep.
And so you've got a new announcement today.
Yes, we are finally announcing, I'm sure our users are going to be happy, SyncToy 2.1.
I love SyncToy. I use it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
What
yeah.
do you use it for?
I use it to back up some hard drives.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that
it makes
is,
it easy.
Yeah, that is, I think, one of the top users we see users use SyncToy for.
And how many people use SyncToy?
At latest, I think when I looked last, we had 1.3 million downloads, actually,
wow.
of SyncToy 2.0.
So what's new in this version?
So this version is, we build this on the Microsoft Sync Framework. And mm-hmm. this version, the big thing is we're building this on the Microsoft Sync Framework V2. We put in a bunch of bug fixes, so you should see syncs go a lot faster.
Nice.
We did bug fixes, the top one being a NAS corruption bug that a lot of our mm-hmm. users were reporting. So it's a whole bunch of bug fixes, top bug fixes, and that's what we have new for SyncToy 2.1.
And so how does SyncToy work?
Well, you'd have to go into the Sync framework yeah. to figure out how we actually do it. But given that the framework is a generic framework, actually, so mm-hmm. it's a synchronization platform that let you sync any data store. So it's data store agnostic.
Yeah.
You plug in providers. We call it providers that represent a data store, and then you use it to sync. But one of the things we did, even with our last version, was we shipped a file sync provider. So this is specifically for file system data stores. So the file system provider is what keeps things in sync. Mm-hmm. SyncToy, of course, is an application we built on top, and people use that to keep files in sync.
Cool. Can we see it?
Sure. I'm here to demo it. So I'm going to start with there are a lot of scenarios our users use it
yeah.
for. One of our top scenarios is the homework scenario, what we call it. People use SyncToy to sync files from their work machine onto a USB key,
mm-hmm.
take that home, work on your files at home, plug it back on, and then save it, of course, onto your... You can use SyncToy to sync between your home laptop and the USB key. Then you bring it
yeah.
back to work, plug it in back at work, and it's just going to pick up the files that you changed.
So a lot of us, especially here at Microsoft,
okay.
I'll use Mesh to
okay.
sync with my files at home. We have a lot of these different applications. I mean, we have Mesh, Folder Share, and SyncToy. What are the differences between these?
Fair enough. The thing with Mesh is, for what it does, it's good. It's a good file sharing app that takes you across the cloud, right?
Yeah.
But we have a lot of users, even here at Microsoft, that don't necessarily want to put... If I'm working on a spec, on an internal Microsoft mm-hmm. spec, maybe I'd feel safer about putting it through Microsoft property, but there are a lot of
yeah.
people who don't want to do that, right? So you want to make sure it stays within your private network.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our users, and you need a live ID. And
yeah.
there's that. It's not complicated, but there are a lot of people who don't want to deal with it. They find it easier saying, this is my laptop, this is my desktop, and all I want to do is keep these two files in sync. I don't want to go through the cloud. I don't want to have limitations like Live Mesh has a limitation of 5 gigs of
yeah, yeah.
data. SyncToy, like you told me
yeah,
earlier,
SyncToy,
too, right?
Yeah, SyncToy. I use it to back up a lot of data.
So exactly.
Much more than Mesh would take.
Would actually take, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of our users just want to use that. So everything ties in together. Like
mm-hmm.
Live Mesh, for example, we do know you can tie into the Live Mesh ecosystem, for example, right? Because Live Mesh creates local folders on
mm-hmm.
your on whichever box you have it created.
Yeah.
So you could actually set up SyncToy folder pairs to put files into Live Mesh, which would then put it, you know, through the entire Live Mesh ecosystem.
Yeah.
So you could do that, but that's not what I see most of our users using it for. It's
every
mostly
application
for
has its place.
Has its place.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we
and,
use
and
it.
What
for
about Folder
networks.
Share for people who don't know about Folder Share?
So Folder Share is, I think it's called Windows Live Sync now, actually, Folder Share.
Okay.
Okay. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Folder Share is uses a different technology, but it's the same
yeah.
thing. You need to have two computers connected at the same time for you to actually sync it
yeah.
across, and that does take you over the internet
mm-hmm.
as well. So that plays into a slightly different space, and SyncToy has its own niche with
cool.
its users.
Okay, and so in this demo here, you're going to show us how you do like a backup of a USB key locally.
Locally, so I'm going to use it. I'm going to show you how people use it to move files onto a USB key
mm-hmm.
and then modify it elsewhere, bring it back, and then how we move it.
Cool.
Right. So if you see, I've already set up a folder pair. So a folder pair basically has a left folder and a right folder. It's showing me, and this is my USB key. G colon is my USB key. I have my SyncTOY action set to synchronize, which basically means synchronize two ways, pick up changes on both sides, right? So let's see, I have it. One of our cool features is preview. So preview actually lets you see what changes we're going to make before we actually make it. So if you think you're going to lose some files, this lets you stop yourself, actually. So a preview is showing me no files because I already have this folder pair in sync. So let's start with a very easy thing, a notepad on things to do when I get home. So let's see. Talk to Larry tomorrow and write a spec on filtering. So I've saved it to my local folder. I am going to say preview just to show me what I'm going to do. And if you look here, it's going to move things to do to G colon work docs.
You create a lot of command line files, do you?
Yes, I do. I do, actually. So, and I close, and if you look at G colon work docs, I have things to do, which is still simple. I mean, this could be accomplished with Xcopy as well, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to simulate what looks like, let's see, my documents at home. So I'm going to go to G colon and say work docs. And on the right-hand side folder, I'm actually going to pick, let's do this, specs at home. So I'm kind of cheating, but let's just say specs at home is on my desktop at home.
Okay.
So this is specs at home.
So you've got your thumb drive on the left, your local directory of files on the right?
On the right, exactly. And I'm going to say preview. And it's going to show me, I'm going to move it from G colon, that's my thumb drive, to my work, my home folder.
Yeah.
And then I run it, and I synced. So let's say at home, I decide to, so this shows, and I say, talk to Larry tomorrow is done. Write a spec on filtering is done. And talk to Liam about SSMS is my new thing. So now specs at home. I run it. There you go. Completed. Specs at work. Run it, and now if you look at my specs at work, I have everything over.
Nice.
But one interesting thing, okay, so actually maybe what's more fun, one of the interesting things we do is what we call conflict handling. So I don't know if you've tried this before, but let's say I said, talk to Liam about SSMS, and four is mow the lawn, maybe. That is one of my things to do. So mow the lawn, and at work, I decide to say, well, I want to talk to Liam about SSMS. I know I need to mow the lawn as well, which I just thought of. And I need to pick milk up, right? So I then go back and I say preview. So if you've noticed, I actually have a conflict on my files. I've updated them independently in both locations, right? So one of the useful things we do is we detect who modified it last. In this case, it happens to be at work. I modified my file last.
Yeah.
So I want to take that home. So if I look at my USB drive right now, and I look at, actually, this is the wrong one. Specs at work. completed, and I look at this, and I have my things to do at work, and we've accomplished it. We've moved it across.
Nice.
Yes. So that is one thing, and we have a bunch of actions. So Echo is what most of our users use to back up.
Yeah.
So you use Echo, and it only moves changes from the left-hand side of your folder bed to the right-hand side.
Yeah.
So that is our two most popular ones. And then Contribute just doesn't do deletions, but that's it. And we have some other options right here, which shows if you want to exclude or include files specifically, if you want to do only subfolders, and this is another interesting one, check file contents. So if you've ever used SyncTiFF for music files, so you do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thing is, if you play media files, you'll find the last write time actually updated. And I'm not quite sure what they do with it, but they seem to update the time that the file was written, though we're only playing the file.
Yeah.
So we use check file contents for those users who, and every time a file looks like an update, SyncTiFF actually wants to move it across.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who have limited bandwidth, that's the last thing they want, music files moving across when they haven't made any change. So if you tick this, if you actually use this checkbox, we then we actually look through the file stream to see if anything has changed. In the case of your media file, which you only played, we detect nothing changed, and we don't sync the file across.
Cool.
So that's something people use a lot too.
So I notice when I run this, it leaves a little text file in the directory where I run this. What is that actually for?
So the file is actually, so how do we keep track of changes, right? How do I know between this sync and the previous sync something changed?
Yeah.
We keep track of metadata about the files. We store things about the files like the name of the file, the time the file was last written, and stuff like that. And we put that into a SQL CE file, which is basically this this database file. It's not as full-fledged as SQL Server, but it's this database file that we basically put a whole bunch of metadata into. So what you're seeing, the text file, is actually a pointer to that metadata file, and that's what we use to track changes.
And you can keep track of things like name changes. So if I change the name of a file,
the rename feature.
Yeah.
Yes. So we do that. Well, that's kind of interesting because we basically pick up other information about the file. So its name is an attribute of a file, but there are other attributes in the file as well. So we kind of use that to figure out that name is the only thing that changed, and then we do renames.
And where can people get this?
People can get this from our online website. We will be there on syncti2.1.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for showing us this.
Thank you.
Great.